Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I among them. Before the year 200 AD, Irenaeus, an early church father who wrote against the Gnostics, said, "Wherever Jesus Christ is, there is the Catholic Church." He was not talking about the Roman Catholic Church. It didn't even exist at that time. He was talking about the small C Catholic Church, the universal church. Wherever Jesus Christ is, there is the Catholic Church. Whatever we say today about the Catholic Church must have Jesus as its center. Apart from Jesus Christ, there is no Catholic Church. There is only one Catholic Church, for there is only one Jesus Christ. Those gathered in the name of the triune God, though they be in different places, are not cut off by miles or oceans or mountains or governments or fences, because Jesus is in the midst of them wherever they may be. While we were in India during college, I really struggled with homesickness. I missed my family and friends. Communication wasn't fast or easy or all that often. But when we went to church and gathered in the name of the triune God and heard his word and received his sacrament, the miles between us melted away. The service was in Tamil, a language a lot like Hebrew that I didn't understand. But it was the same service that we knew, the very same words, the same music, the same lessons, the same gospel. It wasn't church just because it was TLH page 15, but because Jesus Christ was the center and focus, because he was the giver of all of the gifts. Catholic also means not separated by any distance of time. The Catholic Church includes Abraham, Irenaeus, Grandma and Grandpa, Aunt Florence, Elsie Bauer, who died last week, and all of those who are still living, who gather in the name of the triune God, including you and me. All who were and are with Jesus Christ at any time or at any location are in his one Catholic Church. This cannot be seen so clearly with human eyes, but it is an article of faith that we confess to be true. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. If you want to be close to Jesus Christ and close to your friends and loved ones who have died in the Christian faith, this is exactly where you need to be. This is where you are united in the name of the triune God, where you are made one, where you hear the same gospel, stand in the same presence, the presence of the living God of heaven and earth, the place where you feast together on the food that he has provided at the marriage feast that he has prepared. Those worshiping on the other side of town or even on the other side of the world are still part of the church. Those still fighting the battles as part of the church militant here on this earth, or those who have gone on ahead and who are now part of the church triumphant, are still part of the church. The church, the Catholic Church, is all people gathered around Jesus Christ, around his word and sacraments. Wherever Jesus Christ is, there is the Catholic Church. A great Greek theologian observed about the house of the church, "The important thing is not whether you are downstairs or upstairs, but whether you are in or out." As Lutherans, we confess God's word as taught in the Augsburg Confession and in its apology. Concerning the church, we say, "It is taught among us that the one holy Christian church will be and remain forever. This is the assembly of all believers, among whom the gospel is preached in its purity, and the holy sacraments are administered according to the gospel. By these words, and in these words, the church is tied closely to Jesus Christ and the sacraments that he instituted. You won't find him up there in the mountains, among the wild animals and the babbling brooks and the glorious sunsets. Christ is there, of course, but not in the way that he has promised to be here. That is not the appointed place by him to meet his people. That is not the place where he first does his real work with us. That is not where he addresses us, takes hold of us, and imparts himself and his gifts to us. No, that happens right here, in word and sacrament. Where these things are in action, Jesus is present and active. Where he is present and active in his grace and mercy, there is the Catholic Church, the sure foundation of life and salvation. Conversely, where Jesus' word and sacraments are not in action, where they are not proclaimed and given as he instructs, you cannot be certain of his presence. Any human changes, any human factors that are added to God's word and his sacraments make them uncertain. And so they become a shaky foundation for faith, an unstable place to stand. We cannot stand before God on the basis of any human factors. We cannot stand before him on our own foundation of works or our own ideas about God and what pleases him. We can only stand before God through Jesus Christ, by his atoning death and his victorious resurrection from the dead. Many of you, like me, have lamented that there are so many divisions on this earth. It is a very sad thing to see, especially in the church. It's sad that there are so many denominations, for Christ is not divided. There is only one truth, only one church, because there is only one Christ. It's not Lutheran or Baptist or Reformed or Roman. It's Catholic. It's universal. It's Christian. Denominations exist because of error. Reformation happens when someone tries to correct the error. Then divisions follow when the error is not changed, and true believers are forced to split themselves away from the error after telling it to the church. Only the church founded on Jesus Christ and his word and sacraments can be true. Ignore or reject him, and all is lost. Cast away the sacraments that bring Christ and his grace, and the gospel is quickly replaced with laws and is utterly destroyed. Luther once said, "Rome, that is, the Roman Catholic Church, is surely worse than Sodom and Gomorrah. But there they yet have the sacraments and the scriptures and the name of Christ. There is the Catholic Church." No matter whether it be Roman Church or the Reformed Church or the Eastern Church, no matter what the denominational label be, if the Word and the sacraments are there as Christ gave them, if two or three are gathered in the name of the Triune God around those words and sacraments, there is the Catholic Church, the true Church of Christ. The faithful preacher Norman Nagel reminds us that even if the flow of the means of grace, the word and the sacraments be only a trickle, yet there is the Catholic Church. There the Spirit is working to create true faith. This does not mean that impeding the flow of God's grace or restricting his gifts with human errors and ideas, things that get in the way of the gospel, is not a fearfully dangerous thing. Luther was not exhorting people to affiliate with Sodom and Gomorrah, even though the gospel may still be there. He was not encouraging them to join churches that confound and destroy the gospel. And if we truly love our neighbor, we will want to help them loosen their hold on those things that are false and direct them, as Luther did, to that which is true and flows freely. But we always have a considerable amount of loosening from error to do within ourselves, don't we? It's easy to look at all of those other problems out there, but not so easy to look at what's wrong in here, or to look at what's wrong in here. If we become arrogant and haughty by comparing ourselves to others and what they have done, then we will begin to trust in our numbers, or in our organization, or in our dedication, or in our great works. But these things are not a solid foundation. These things only cause us to focus our eyes away from Christ's word and his sacraments, and so away from our salvation. The only ground for confidence, and this is a joyful and an unshakable confidence, is Jesus Christ, who is here just as you have asked him to be. He imparts himself to you through his word and sacraments. Sharing then in Jesus' name, we know that he is in our midst and that we are the true Catholic Church on earth. When you stay away from this true Catholic Church on earth for no good reason, and bad reasons abound, as you know all too well, but only a few good ones do, then you are saying, I am content with myself. I feel that I can manage another week without gathering in the name of Jesus and receiving forgiveness and strength from him through his word and sacraments. When you miss what happens in this place, you might as well say, I can do without the Catholic Church. I can do without Christ. But you know all too well that you can't. And if you allow these other intrusion, these human things, these bad reasons to push off Jesus, then you can be certain that you are in real danger. But when you come to this place and gather in the name of the Triune God and worship through the liturgy that has been handed down to us, the liturgy which delivers Christ's word and his sacraments faithfully, then you participate in a pattern of worship in which you join with fellow members in the Catholic Church of many centuries and many places. This reaches a climax and a culmination in Holy Communion when we acknowledge ourselves to be together with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven in the very meal that Christ has given to us. If you look inside of yourself and look at your sins, you will certainly feel as though you do not belong in this Catholic Church. There is no way that you can be worthy. But do not look at yourself. Look instead to Christ. He says you belong right here. He has marked you with his holy name in the waters of baptism. He has gathered you together in this place to feed and nourish you through your ears and in your mouth. He died and rose again for you. He has forgiven all of your sins and removed them as far as the east is from the west. With him there is forgiveness and lasting life, and you can be certain that nothing can separate you from him. Neither time nor distance, not even death itself. For he is the one who holds you together with all who are his, together in his Catholic Church, or as we usually say, in his Christian Church. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I among them. His word and sacraments are here. He is here in love and in mercy. Be fed and strengthened by him for your life and salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, guards and keeps your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.